Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Manbhav Finance Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sanjana Shivram from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings call of Manbhav Finance Limited. On behalf of DAM Capital, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Today, we have with us from the management team Mr. Manish Shah, the Managing Director, and Mr. J.M. Mota, the Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. I'll hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir, you may proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our earnings call today to discuss the performance for the first quarter of the financial year 27. I would also like to thank DAM Capital for hosting this earnings call. Let me first start by giving a brief overview of the company and operational highlights, followed by which our CFO will brief you on the financial performance for the first quarter and financial year 27. Manbhav Finance Limited is an NBFC offering a range of financial solutions, including loans to new two-wheeler, three-wheeler, used car, MSME LAP, top-up loan, and personal loan, used two-wheelers. Recently started battery replacement loans. We are currently operating in 130 locations across seven states, precisely Maharashtra, Gujarat, Rajasthan, MP, Chhattisgarh, UP, and Karnataka just started. Our distribution network includes 1,700+ dealers. We have secured funding from almost three public sector, 10 private sector banks, 25 NBFCs. We have a total team size of approximately 1,950 employees, out of which more than 1,000+ employees are a part of the sales team. Our internal collection team ensures low NPAs in the industry. The company commands one of the fastest turnaround times for loan sanction in the industry, with over 60% of our loans sanctioned in 1 minute and 92% of the loan sanctions on the same day. During the quarter, we took a significant step in our national expansion journey by entering the South Indian market through a strategic partnership with Shree Sastha, operating as a Namma loan. This collaboration will commence in already started in Karnataka, which will be followed by Tamil Nadu within this financial year, with a phased entry planned across other South Indian states thereafter. We will begin with our core product strength, new and used two-wheeler loans, three-wheeler loans, and used car loans, reflecting our disciplined, phased approach to building a well-underwritten book in the region. We also continue to strengthen our EV and rural lending franchising through strategic partnership with AMU Leasing, FinServ, further expanding our customer reach in these high-growth segments. During the quarter, we also expanded our product portfolio with two strategic initiatives. We commenced disbursement under our MSME loan against property LAP, making our entry into the secured MSME lending segment, further strengthening our presence in the EV financing ecosystem. We launched our battery replacement finance product, a dedicated solution to finance lithium-ion battery replacement for electric three-wheeler, addressing one of the largest recurring costs for e-rickshaw and e-cart operators. The offering has been introduced initially to our existing e-three-wheeler customer base, and will be gradually expanded to the wider market. With this initiative, we continue to broaden our lending portfolio across two-wheelers, three-wheelers, used car, electric vehicles, small business loan, personal loan, top-up loan, creating a more diversified and resilient lending franchise for the long-term growth. Further, the company declared first interim dividend of INR 25 per equity shares on a face value of rupees INR 10 each for the financial year 26-27, reflecting our continued commitment towards shareholders' value creation. Looking ahead, we remain focused on deploying our capital in a disciplined manner by diversifying our portfolio, product portfolio, deepening our presence in the EV and rural financing, and taking our first steps into South India. Our interim dividend reflects our confidence in the business and our commitment to creating long-term value for our shareholders as we continue to scale. Based on the strong momentum we have built, we remain confident of delivering AUM growth of 35-40% growth during the current financial years. Now I request our Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Jay Mota, to brief you on the financial performance for the period under review. Over to Jay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me provide a brief overview of the financial performance for the first quarter of the financial year 2027. For the first quarter under review, the net interest income stood at rupees 42 crore, registering a significant growth of 36% year-on-year. Profit after tax for the quarter increased by 36% year-on-year to rupees 13 crore, reflecting a healthy profitability and continued operational momentum. As of June 30, 2026, our asset under management stood at rupees 1,731 crore, reflecting a robust year-on-year growth of 22%. During the period, disbursement grew by 37% year-on-year to rupees 226 crore, reflecting a strong demand across the core vehicle finance portfolio and continued execution across existing market. We further expanded our presence across Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat, strengthening our portfolio in these states and added Karnataka into our mix. Talking about the product mix for the period under review, the two-wheeler accounted for 84.1%, top-up loans 5.1%, three-wheeler 3.1% and used vehicle loan 1.50%. This clearly demonstrates that over 95% of our portfolio remains secured. As of June 2026, Stage 1 assets stood at 1,619 crore, accounting for 93.55% of the total portfolio and reflecting strong asset quality. Stage 2 assets were rupees 53 crore or 3.4% of the gross asset and remained lower as compared to the previous quarter. Gross stage 3 assets stood at rupees 59 crore. That is 3.41% of the gross assets. Our asset quality continued to remain well under control. At the end of the quarter, gross NPA stood at 3.41% and net NPA was 2.52%. On the provisioning front, we continued to maintain prudent trends. Our expected credit loss provision stood at rupees 25 crore compared to IRAC norm requirement 7.57 crore, resulting in a healthy excess buffer. Further, our capital adequacy ratio remained healthy at 24.40%, well above the regulatory requirement, providing ample headroom to the support of future growth. Our credit profile remained well supported by the external rating, with CARE rating assigning us BBB+ with positive outlook and acute rating assigning us A-. On the funding side, our average cost of borrowing currently stands at 10.86%. Overall, we have begun the year on a strong note, delivering a healthy growth on the both in both revenue and the profitability, while further strengthening our asset quality. With a well-capitalized balance sheet, healthy liquidity, and a stable asset quality, we remain well-positioned to support the company's growth ambition while maintaining a strong focus on the profitability and long-term financial resilience. Thank you for your continued support. We will now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohan Shah from Eternal Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. Just correct me if I'm wrong, but the capital adequacy ratio has declined from 29.81%, which was, I think, in FY25, to, I think, almost 25-26% right now. So does the management anticipate the need for more capital to support the growth pipeline, or can we see better ratios going forward, or any numbers coming back to the earlier number?
Yeah. So we already, you know, visualized this thing and, you know, anticipated the need for the further capital. And we are in a process of raising the capital. By September or latest by October, we will raise 100 crore rupees to, you know, to manage our further growth and expansion.
Perfect, sir. And this will be what kind of funding, if you can disclose?
It will be preference shares.
Preference shares. Okay. Noted, sir. And one more question regarding the AUM contribution. So what is the contribution that you're expecting by at least, let's say, FY27 end from the vertical of MSME and MSME and loan against properties generally?
Yeah. So that loan against property, we are expecting around 3% by end of, 2 to 3%, because this year only we started. But the going forward, you know, the plan is that, you know, on an incremental number, we will grow in the two-wheeler contribution. But percentage-wise, we want to be a diversified NBFC. And that's the reason, you know, company has introduced all these products. So eventually, the dependency on the two-wheeler, which today is almost 80%+, will come down to almost 65% within 3 years' time.
Noted, sir. And one last thing. So on the ticket size, for the same question, just wanted to follow up. The ticket size and what kind of customer profile are you targeting? And also the period of the loan, if you could, the target.
Yeah. So we are targeting all businessmen who is having a, you know, shops of a different products and all. And the ticket size will be around, will start from 8 lakh rupees to 20 lakh rupees. We are talking about the MSME LAP, right? So 20 lakhs will be the highest loan which we are going to provide to the customers.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you so much. That answers my question. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Rohan, an investor. Please proceed.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, just wanted to ask one question. That you said that you are diversifying in other products also, and the two-wheeler share will come down to approximately 60-65%. So which other products you are targeting to increase the share in your business?
Yeah, so we have added, we are working very hard on top-up loan and personal loan, because, out of six states, five states has become mature by ending at, almost 4 years journey. So once the 3 years journey over, then the top-up loan becomes very popular in the customers, and we will be able to offer also. So that also we are focusing. Personal loan also we have been onboarded many DSAs from last 2 years. We have gradually started, and now we will really focus on that product. Used two-wheeler, which we recently started in last 1 year only, before 1 year, has also started doing well. And very senior person of the management, you know, has been now promoted to take charge of these two products, personal loan, top-up loan, as well as the used two-wheeler loan. And they both are focusing very high. And so that will take some portion. At the same time, small business loan and MSME LAP will also gradually we will focus wherever we have completed 4 years in two-wheeler and three-wheeler, those areas we will start those branches. And almost they have disbursed 150 crore so far and sitting on an AUM of 100 plus crore. So this is also going to take some, decent percentage in the entire lending.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pranav, an investor. Please proceed. Mr. Pranav, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so I have a question regarding the three-wheelers battery replacement financing. So what is the ticket size you are expecting, and what will the contribution, and how is this, going forward, going to grow?
Yeah, so this is, 60,000 rupees ticket size product. And basically, after 15 months of utilization of three-wheeler, generally battery starts, giving some issues. And eventually the entire vehicle, goes into that kind of situation where they generally, it becomes a non-performing assets. So this is the time where, this product we introduced. So initially it will be for us or our customers only, and then will be open for all. And there is a tie-up we have done with the OEMs where even a lot of controls also will be with us. And if something goes wrong, they will also take some participation.
Okay, sir. So my next question is on the technology front. So how much of the technology that we have is proprietary and how much is outsourced? And what is the CapEx that you're going to do in the technology side? Like, what is the percentage of revenue you're going to do CapEx for technology?
Yeah. So, on a, LOS, LMS and LAS, which is, our proprietary technology only, which has been, developed during a couple of years with the experience, and, every year we are further upgrading those systems. So you can say 90% of the my tech and softwares are proprietary. And for the MSME lab, we have first time, taken the outsider where the ownership of the software lies with the vendor. This is the only first such software which we have taken. And going further, of course, yes, as a, NBFC, we all know that we have to be very, very vigilant on the tech side. And because the speed is always, a winning point for any NBFC, fast approval and fast disbursement. So company keeps on, incurring the cost on tech side as and when required. So we are now in a process this year to spend considerably high amount on the personal loan software, because now, as I already told, that we are in a process, we are in a phase of expanding this product. So that will be, whenever need is arising, company is spending. And as far as total percentage of the entire expense is concerned, so it will remain what we are spending today, mostly in the similar range only.
Okay, sir. So thank you for answering my question, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Ankur Raj, an investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, please.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, sir, I would like to have some idea about the coming trend, about the profitability and gains for the few quarters. Can you brief us for this?
Can you just repeat your
question? How do you expect? I just wanted to have an idea about the expectations of gains and profitability about the next quarters.
So,
the trend over there.
We can't give, but we will definitely grow in the range of whatever we have performed historically, and our AUM will grow by 35%-40%. And as far as PAT is also concerned, this quarter, our PAT has been increased by almost 30%+. And I think similar kind of performance will expecting in the future quarters also.
Right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Tushar, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, actually, I have a couple of questions from the point of view of the source of funds. So we have seen that in this quarter, we have reduced our debt. So what is our long-term strategy on keeping the source of funds intact on the liquidity front? I would like to have an idea. And the second question continuing to that, we have also seen basically increase in the cost of borrowing by close to 15-20 basis points. So going forward, what would be the trajectory on basically the borrowing cost?
Yeah, Tushar. So let me answer your question. Borrowing is being reduced. It is mainly because of, as of 31st March 2026, we were at healthy liquidity of around 350 crore. So that's why we have not borrowed much in this quarter. We have raised around 100-150 crore in this quarter, and we kept a liquidity of 200 crore. So because of the keeping a healthy liquidity, there was slightly increase in the borrowing, means like interest burden. That's why the cost of borrowing was higher during that time period.
So
and
what would be a borrowing mix, sir, if you can?
The political situation was something like that. That's why we were having a good liquidity as of March 31st, 31st March 2026.
Okay. So what would be our overall borrowing mix, sir, if you can share some idea on that?
So out of borrowing mix, around 60% is in form of term loan and around 25% in terms of term of NCD, and rest is PTC and CC balance.
Okay. And sir, last question was on the front of our AUM growth. While the year-on-year AUM growth is quite encouraging, but the quarter-on-quarter, it is just slight 1% increase in the AUM growth, despite of the two-wheeler industry is thriving month-on-month, quarter-on-quarter, which is both. So going forward, what would be our focus area? On which segments do we want to highly focus on to increase our base, AUM base, from here onwards?
Yeah. So generally, for two-wheeler, the most important quarters are second and third, because in the second quarter, there is a lot of festival like Raksha Bandhan, Ganpati, and all comes. And then the third quarter, Dussehra, Diwali. So generally, always our AUM increase in these two quarters only. And as you understand, you know, the company is growing by 35%-40%. So there is a considerable rundown of the book also happens in the quarter. And the April, May, June is a very reasonably, you know, not very many festivals are there. So there is still, you can see the numbers, the disbursement growth is almost 35%. So definitely September and most importantly third quarter will have a big jump in the AUM. And this is a historical trend of the company. Every year we have been grown, you know, there is a huge growth has been seen in the second and third quarter.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shlok Sanghvi, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is regarding this, the new partnership with Namma Loans. What is the AUM expectations for FY 2027, and when will we achieve break-even point?
Yeah. So Namma Loan, the company name is Shree Sanstha. This disbursement has already started. And this year we are expecting AUM of around 60-75 crore rupees with this partner. And break-even, because we have taken a very, you know, very senior person from the TVS Motor Company and TVS Credit. So of course it will take 9 months-12 months for the break-even. But they have been, you know, the kind of response which we are seeing in the very first month, it seems it can become break-even in the 6 months-7 months also. But generally, 9 months is a break-even time.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. That was helpful. My next question is, in the two-wheeler, our two-wheeler AUM is still at 84%, right? So what are the steps taken to reduce this? Like, how much contribution is expected from MSME LAP or, you know, EV battery finance?
So, MSME LAP and EV battery finance is just launched. Basically, major, you know, AUM disbursement will come from the personal loan, top-up loan, used two-wheeler loans, and three-wheeler loans. So because we have an all-India tie-up with TVS Motor Company for three-wheeler loans also. So these are the four products, as well as a small business loan, where every month on month we disburse around 6 crore-7 crore rupees. So this all, including all this product, will take, you know, the replacement of the two-wheeler contribution, which is today 84%, and we are expecting that by end of this year, it should be reach around 75%-77%. And, of course, by the end of the year, battery funding as well as MSME LAP, which is just started, will also start taking some shape.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. That was very informative. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj, an investor. You may proceed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have your views on what role will technology, or you may say, digital initiatives will play in improving efficiency and customer acquisition?
Yeah. So of course, as I already told that, you know, that tech is edge, you know, tech, technology is playing a very, very vital role in NBFC, especially retail segment. Because we are into retail, the speed takes, plays a very, very vital role. So, continuously, we are taking initiative in digitalizing our process. Initially, it was up to restricted only up to approval, where, you know, in our STP, it generally approves in 1 minute time, and almost 60% are getting approval in 1 minute time. Later on, what we have understood that, you know, only approval is not sufficient. All the initiative and we also should take major initiative in the disbursement process also. So the last whole year the team has worked on it, and I congratulate them for the, you know, fantastic process. Now we have developed that we can disburse everything digitally, whether by, you know, it's a scan based or e-sign or NADGE. Everything is now companies, all the products are you know, digitally equipped, and going forward also in line with the competitors, in line with the, you know, world technology, for especially for loan products, we will definitely take all the necessary initiative.
Thank you, sir, for your explanation and views.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dia Jain from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So how much NIMS and ROA are we targeting for FY27?
Yeah, so we are targeting around 3.5% ROA for the FY27. Because, you know, as I already explained, that we are changing the lending mix also, personal loan, top-up loan and the used two-wheeler, which is a high-yield earning products. So that contribution of those products in the previous years were not that much, but now it is playing a very, very vital role, and, you know, almost 30% of our further lending is in the with higher IRR. So definitely it will improve my ROA as well as my ROE.
And the net interest margin, sir?
Yeah, net. This is all are, of course, all are connected only, because net interest margin, our cost of borrowing is also been reducing, our lending yield is also increasing. So eventually net interest margin will remain in the range of 13% to 14%.
Okay, sir, understood.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Agarwal Ram, an investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir. Sir, I just want to know which is the fastest growing state in your company, and what are the key challenges you are facing there?
Yeah, so fastest state, generally what six states we are operating, we been selected all are where the two-wheeler and three-wheeler used car sale is highest. Maharashtra, Gujarat and Rajasthan are concerned is almost, you know, stabilized. All the important areas where the products are doing well, we have captured those areas, our presence is there. We almost reached 12% to 14% of the market share. Now, you know, our focus majorly on some of the part of the Rajasthan where we are not there, especially, and then focus on UP and MP, which is, of course, a very, very big states, and UP is one of the state where maximum two-wheeler is getting sold. So we are focusing then. As far as challenge is concerned, now we are used to entering any new state, and we have a, you know, our own way of working and how to capture the market in any new state. So now company is equipped, and fortunately we got a very good leader also in this state, so growth is happening at a reasonable pace, and not much kind of challenge is coming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jay Jain, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my question is, like, as our collection cost is significantly less than peers, So how this is helping to cap our OPEX cost?
Yeah. So it's a good question because, you know, this is one of the biggest USP of the company. My collection cost is much lesser than my competitors because all my competitors are giving the collection work to the third-party agencies, where in Manba's case, 85% of the collection is in-house, and that's why my collection cost is much lesser, and of course it is supporting my OPEX also, and almost 600 people are in the team of collection, and that's the biggest you know, support we are getting.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That is from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Raj Jain, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a question. Okay, what is the criteria to select any new state for the company?
Yeah, the first criteria is that, you know, that what is the market size of that product? Of course, if I say about two-wheeler, then, you know, we always select where the two-wheeler intake is more. And, we also take the scrap from the TransUnion that how the, you know, payment cycle and how the performance of these loans are working in this particular state. Then thirdly, which is, you know, how other competitors are there and how our target is there, you know, to reach a 15% market share in four years' time. And that is how we select the state, and then we focus on the leader. The most important, the leader plays a very, very vital role in expanding any of the state. So these are a couple of, you know, informations. And on a, you know, there are some OEMs where we are very comfortable. If that OEM should do well in that state, then only we enter there.
And so my second question is that what are the terms of partnership with Naman Loan and what is the percentage of co-lending it?
So this is nothing like a co-lending. It is like a 100% our funding is there. They work like a BC partner and complete you know, hypothecation is also Manba's only.
And sir, my last question is regarding about the state. Are any plans to expand in the northern states too?
Pardon?
Are any plans to expand in the northern part of the India too?
No. So now this year there is no other plan because we want to focus more on UP, MP and some part of Rajasthan, as well as we want to focus on the south expansion which is just started. So this year now no more state we will take.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. Now, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, thank you all for participating in this earning call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. And once again, thank you, Dam Capital, for organizing this earnings call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dam Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.